The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. Glorious Goodwood is upon us and that's the focus of our podcast on Tuesday. Remember, you can listen to all of the action on Racing Radio. Stuart Beasley, John Budden, Craig Forsyth in the studio. Action not only from Goodwood but Beverley, Yarmouth, Perth and Worcester as well. And also it's day two of the Galway Festival from Ireland. But in the meantime, as I say, on Tuesday's edition of the podcast, we've got that excellent meeting from Glorious Goodwood. My name is Sam Norris and I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Jamie Lynch. How are you this morning, Jamie?
Hi, Sam. I'm great. Thanks. Great to speak to you on this wonderful week of racing at Glorious Goodwood.
Yeah, absolutely. It's set to be a real treat. What are you most looking forward to this week, Jamie? Your sort of highlights for the week ahead?
Well, first and foremost in the mind, Sam, is that mouth-watering clash in the Sussex Stakes, which we hopefully will preview later, between the Mighty Kingman and the Mighty Tornado. Those two go head-to-head in what should be a fabulous class. So in terms of headline acts for the week, it's definitely the Sussex Stakes once again.
That's shaping up to be an absolute belter of a race, of course. We'll get to that, though, when we preview Wednesday's racing. First up on Tuesday's edition of the podcast is, of course, Tuesday's racing. And we've got four races for you to preview on the podcast, the first of which the 155, a class 2 1 mile 1 furlong handicap. This one, 18 runners down to go to post. There's some good looking horses in this race, the likes of Storm Match and Magic Hurricane, also Sea Shanty in there for Richard Hannon and Richard Hughes, who teamed up for the winner last year with Viewpoint. Who do you fancy in this race, Jamie?
Yeah, you've hit on the two most interesting horses there. The two horses with different profiles certainly compared to the rest, and they are Storm Matchian and Magic Hurricane. Now, these two horses, they are both lightly raced. They've had just a handful of races in their career, certainly compared to the rest, and they are going places in form terms. Out of the two, I particularly like Magic Hurricane because he's just getting better and better with each run. And his latest third in the Old Newton Cup was another step forward in personal terms, but it also told me, and certainly suggested to us here at Timeform, that coming back in trip to the mile and a quarter of this Goodwood race might be the perfect move, because he travels so strongly to think that he's got the speed to cope with the twists and turns of Goodwood and the slightly shorter trip. He's also very nicely drawn in stall 6 because the draw is all important to Goodwood and he's just the right fit, certainly relative to Stormachian. The problem with Stormachian is, yes, he's going the right way, yes, he represents the Sir Michael Stout Ryan Moore connections, but he's got a worse draw than Magic Hurricane. He's out towards the outside in stall 13 and also he's a bit of a tricky customer. He managed to get away with his antics at Epsom last time when he was second, a good second behind Miss Marjorie, because he had that rail to run against. It might be slightly different here in the hurly-burly of a big field, and he's just not as easy a conveyance as Magic Hurricane. So although we've got all 18 to consider, you can make a case, Sam, for various of the horses in the race. There's two horses who stand out in terms of profile, and the one I like most is definitely Magic Hurricane.
Okay, fair enough. Magic Hurricane, then the selection for Jamie in the first one. But that does look to be a good race with, as you say, Storm Matching in there and a few horses in the field that you could certainly give a little nod to. The second race that we'll come to on the podcast is the 2:30 from Tuesday. The Malcolm Stakes, this one, 5 furlong sprint. And Hannon and Hughes look handy in this one as well with the number one horse there, Beacon, who completed a hat-trick last time out at Sandown. What are your thoughts on this race?
Yeah, Richard Hannon, as with most two-year-old races through the season, has certainly got all the aces here because he runs three horses, including Beacon, who is going to be hot favourite, you'd imagine, given the way his career is going. Ever since his debut, he's got better and better. He's won all three starts since then. And last time out, Sam, he was particularly impressive, well, at least on the face of it, at Sandown, where he beat another of today's rivals, Muckmal, by 4 lengths. But he's the big but. That Sandown race might not be quite all it seemed. He might have been made to look slightly better than he is given the way that race developed. He wasn't up against many rivals, and certainly not many of his rivals ran to form, and they also went a very strong pace, and that played into his hands at the finish. So Beacon, although he looks really good on paper, He might just have a question mark to answer because there is another horse with even better form in the race. Certainly we feel a time form because the time form top rated is number 3, Kotai Glory, a horse who's very much a work in progress and going from strength to strength himself. Much like Beacon, hasn't quite got as sexy profile as Beacon, but still he's got the better form according to us. Because last time out at Newbury, in a listed race, he was second behind Limato, Henry Candy's unbeaten 2-year-old. Now, if Limato was in here, he might well be favourite ahead of Beacon, given the level of form he's achieving and the potential he's showing. And Kotai Glory did really well to drag him off the bridle at the finish. Kotai Glory couldn't quite match him over those 6 furlongs, but he beat the rest handsomely. He was 4.5 lengths clear of the others. And coming back to 5 is certainly a good move. He's got a lot of speed, Kotai Glory. He showed that in the Windsor Castle, went in deep on only his second start, learnt a lot from there, and he's taken off since then. So this is a case where the betting tells you one thing, Sam, but actually the time form ratings tell you another. And for me, and for us at Time Form, the most interesting horse, the one with the best form, is actually Charles Hill's horse, Kotai Glory.
Yeah, it's very interesting, actually. All the ones next to his name, and we do expect him to go off very short. But Kotai Glory, definitely the one for you then, Jamie, in that one.
Yeah, I mean, Beacon, he could well improve again the way he's going. And Richard Hannon has got a fabulous record in the Malcolm. But from on the evidence so far, Kotai Glory, the way he's going, the form he's achieving, the horses he's running into, we think that he sets a better standard than Beacon in this race. There's a few others you can pick out. Fast Act ran really well to be third in the Super Sprint, but this is a big step up again. And Mukmal, the horse who was beaten hands down by Beacon last time, a first-time hood, might just settle him better than was the case at Sandown. In which case, with that rails draw on 7, near the stand side, if he settles down and uses energy better, he could well be hard to catch. But on everything we know about this lot today, I think, Sam, the Kotai Glory is the bet to have.
Okay, then, very interesting. Then, Jamie siding with Kotai Glory, then, and that could offer a considerable amount of value for our listeners, as we do expect Beacon to be priced up quite short for that one. The next race that we'll come to is probably the highlight of the racing on Tuesday from Goodwoods, the 3:05, Class 1 Group 2 7 furlong. And the betting for this one looks like this. Obviously, the ever-impressive Tormore leads the market at 9-4, Gregorian 10-3, Garswood 7-2, 8-1 Professor, 10-1 Bar Those. Obviously, we know all about Tormore. We know what he can do. Are you looking to take him on, or are you with him?
Yeah, part of the reason why Tormore is such a short price, certainly in the context of what is a very competitive Group 2, is that Richard Hughes himself has come out last week and says that he thinks that Tormore is his banker of the meeting. And it's easy to see why, because look at him, he's taken a drop in grade, having clashed heads with Kingman, no less, on his last couple of starts, and he's going down in trip also. And think back to last year's Vintage Stakes. He was the top 2-year-old colt on time form ratings of anyone last year, and part of the process was winning at this track. Track craft is certainly all important. But there are just a few little doubts creeping in for two reasons. Number one is that he has suffered heavy defeats the last twice. There have been backward steps by him. The Craven, and indeed last year's form, is quite some time ago now. And look at who he's up against. He's up against some hardened, really good, really solid performers. You mentioned Garswood, last year's winner. He's an interesting runner. The headgear worked well for him last time when he was second to Gregorian, the Criterion Stakes, when he was given a positive ride. Will the same headgear, or in fact it's different headgear, he's visor instead of blinkers this time, but will the headgear have the same effect again? And then we've got to talk about the Criterion winner himself, Gregorian, who probably stepped up on that when he was third, dropped to 6 furlongs for the July Cup, third behind Slade Power. That was another mighty performance from Gregorian, and one which suggests that he might well be the one to beat in here. But Gregorian and Garswood, and indeed Tormore, they've all got little minor niggles and doubts about them. Garswood attitude, is it all it could be? Gregorian, stall 10 of 10. That's tricky at Goodwood, and also the twice he's been to Goodwood, he hasn't really shone, and it is a track that makes or breaks some horses. So with a few doubts, Sam, over the mark of principles, how about Professor? Really interesting horse, and just generally a really solid horse, one who's progressing along the right lines. And this is the crucial thing, on time form ratings, he's right behind those market principles that we talked about, and yet he's a much bigger price. He's not as sexy as others, but he's almost as effective. And look at some of his form this season. Second under a big weight in the Wokingham Handicap. That was a mighty performance, one of the handicap performances of the season to chase home Baccarat that day. And last time out, he got back in the winning habit when he beat Trade Storm, as he was entitled to beat him. But it's about Professor, offering a value way into this race. And also, he has got Goodwood form. He was third in the Supreme Stakes last year behind Lockwood. But really, if Richard Hughes could have ridden that race again, I suspect the Professor might well have won. He just got going too late on that occasion, but he certainly showed that he handles the track well. So we've got a really solid horse with Goodwood form, who's, in terms of ratings, is right behind the perceived, anyway, principles on form. So Professor might just be a good way in for a value perspective in this Lennox Stakes, with just a few doubts for me, for one reason or the other, about the so-called sexy horses.
Excellent insight there. And Professor's available at the time of recording. We record this podcast the day before. Professor's available at 8-1 with us here at William Hill, and that would certainly fatten the pockets if you were to take Jamie's advice on that one and it came in. The fourth and final race that we'll come to on our podcast is the 3:40 Class 2 Handicap, 1 mile 6 furlong the trip, this one. And what sort of horse do you look for to win this kind of race?
You need several things to win this sort of race. You need to be well handicapped, you need to be proven at the distance, you need to have speed enough to cope with the demands of Goodwood. Always on a turn favours the handy sort. And also, the main thing you need, Sam, is a bit of luck, don't you? Because we've got a big field. They're going to be helter-skelter, hurly-burly. You're just going to need that bit of luck. You're going to need a fair draw to play with. And the one who ticks most boxes, as far as I'm concerned, for this race is number 3 on the card, Dashing Star. Now, the crucial point with Dashing Star is that he's going back up to 1 mile and 3 quarters. He's spent this season over 1.5 miles tackling some of the very best handicaps for 1.5 horses, and he's just come up short, excusably so. But look at the races he's contested at Royal Ascot, and then last time out in the Old Newton Cup, he was just swamped for a bit of finishing speed both of those times, 5th and 4th respectively. But now he gets the chance to flex his stamina muscles again, going back up in trip. And the last time he was at 1 mile and 3 quarters was in the Melrose Stakes at York Ebor meeting last year, and that remains the personal best of his whole life. That was a career-defining moment for Dashing Star, finishing 2nd in his competitive races, the Melrose always is. And now, finally, he gets the chance to go back up in trip. He is time form top rated. We think he's got the best form in the race. And I'm expecting and hoping, Sam, that he just finds a bit extra, can pull out a bit more for going back up to 1 mile 3 quarters. The other positive point with Dashing Star, finally, is that he's a very straightforward horse. That goes for tactics, that goes for response to pressure. So hopefully he'll be able to sit in the right position, kick at the right time, and then if his stamina kicks in, as I'm expecting it to, then he's going to be the one they all have to beat.
Okay, fair enough then. Dashing Star, the main selection for Jamie in the 3:40 from Goodwood on Tuesday. It's a 14 runner field there, Jamie. Is there anything else caught your eye? Maybe a bigger price, maybe as an each way prospect?
Yeah, well, there's others horse in there with cases to be made. Havana Cooler is one, certainly, who's the typical Luca Kamani progressive handicap. The problem with him is that he's got a lazy streak to him, and the last thing you want going around the tight turns of Goodwood is a bit of laziness, because he can get out of position. It happened last year at this meeting when he was expected to run well in the big mile and a half handicap for 3-year-olds on the Saturday. It didn't work out for him there and got going too late. That's the remaining problem with him. The top one's interesting, Schwerman, because effectively he is a class above handicaps. He ran in the Ascot Gold Cup, no less, out of his depth that day. But generally speaking, this is a listed horse coming down into handicaps, and he's a tricky customer. But there's two things that might just stimulate him. Number one is the track, because this track makes or breaks horses, and you might just find that his motivation levels are increased, coupled with the first-time headgear. He's got blinkers on. He's been long overdue a try in blinkers, and his class, if he's on a going day, if he's in the right mood, might well get him far. So from an each-way perspective, the class act, Schwerman, could be interesting here, but still in terms of a win bet, the more solid proposition, I'm going to stick with Dashing Star, Sam.
Okay, then, fair enough. Excellent. The thoughts of Jamie Lynch on Goodwood's racing from Tuesday. If you could just walk us through one more time, please, Jamie, your best 4 selections for the racing.
Yeah, the best 4 selections, as far as I'm concerned, for Goodwood's racing on Tuesday: a Magic Hurricane in the 155, and then it is Cotai Glory in the Morecambe Stakes at 2:30. In the 3:05, the Lennox Stakes, we're going for a value punt on Professor to lower the colours of the sexier horses. And then in the 3:40, probably the best bet of the whole 4 races, as far as I'm concerned, is Dashing Star, number 3, in that 3:40, 1.75 handicap.
Okay, fair enough then. Excellent. The thoughts of Jamie Lynch on Tuesday's racing podcast. Remember, you can hear all of the action from Goodwood, Beverley, Yarmouth, Perth, Worcester, and all of the action from Galway as well. with Stuart Beasley, John Budden and Craig Forsyth in the studio. Jamie, thanks ever so much for joining me today on the podcast. It's been great to hear your thoughts, and I hope you look forward to the racing from Goodwood.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. I can't wait for the racing this week. It's going to be really special.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.